Chapter 69. The first thing Garber said was, "We just heard from the Pentagon. John James Fraser was found dead in his office." I said, "Dead how?" "Looks like a freak accident. Apparently he fell and hit his head on the desk. His staff got back from lunch and found him on the floor. He was doing something with a picture of Carlton Riley." "That's bad." "Why?" "This is not a great time to lose our Senate liaison." "Did you read the file?" I said, "Yes, I did." "Then you know we don't need to worry about the Senate anymore. Whoever replaces Fraser will have plenty of time to learn the job before the next thing comes along." "Is that going to be the official line?" "It's the truth. She was a Marine Reacher, 16 years in. She knew all about cutting throats. She knew how to do it, and she knew how to pretend she didn't. And the car alone proves it. Right there, what more is there to say? She wrecks Paul Evers's car, and she wrecks Reed Riley's. Same M.O., same exact reason. Except this time she's only one of four beautiful women. And Monroe says Riley dates her, and then dumps her for the other three in succession. So this time, she's three times as mad. This time she goes beyond breaking arms. This time she has her own private deer trestle behind an empty house." "Is that going to be the official line?" "It's what happened." "So what next?" "It's purely a Mississippi matter now. We have no dog in the fight, and we have no way of knowing what will happen. Most likely, nothing will happen. My guess is she won't arrest herself, and she won't give the state police any reason to, either. So we're going to walk away." "All three of them were civilians. They are nothing to do with us. So the mission is terminated. As of this morning." "Is Kellum open again?" "As of this morning." "She denies dating Riley, you know." "She would, wouldn't she?"
"Do we know anything about General Dyer?"
"He died 2 years ago after a long and exemplary career. He never put a foot wrong. The man was stainless."
"Okay," I said. "I'll take steps."
"Toward what?"
"Toward wrapping up my involvement."
"Your involvement is already wrapped up, as of this morning. I have private property to recover."
"You left something there?"
I thought I was heading right back.
"What did you leave?"
"My toothbrush."
"That's not important."
"Will the DOD reimburse me?"
"For a toothbrush?"
"Of course not."
"Then I have a right to recover it. They can't have it both ways."
He said, "Reacher, if you draw one iota more attention to this thing, there won't be anything I can do to help you. Right now, some very senior people are holding their breath. We're 1 inch away from news stories about a senator's son dating a three-time killer. Except neither one of them can afford to say anything about it. Not him, for one reason, and not her, for another. So we'll probably get away with it. But we don't know yet. Not for sure. Right now, it's still in the balance." I said nothing. He said, "You know she's good for it, Reacher. A man with your instincts? She was only pretending to investigate. I mean, did she get anywhere with it? And she was playing you like a violin. First she was trying to get rid of you, and when you wouldn't go, she switched to keeping you close so she could monitor your progress, or the lack of it. Why else would she even talk to you?" I said nothing. He said, "The bus is long gone anyway, to Memphis. You'd have to wait until tomorrow now, and you'll see things differently tomorrow." I asked, "Is Nagley still on the post?" He said, "Yes, she is. I just made a date to have a drink with her." "Tell her she's taking the bus home. Tell her I'm taking the company car." He asked, "Do you have a bank account?" I said, "How else would I get paid?"
"Where is it?"
New York, from when I was at West Point. Move it to somewhere near the Pentagon. Why? Involuntary separation money comes through quicker if you bank in Virginia. You think it will come to that? The Joint Chiefs think war is over. They're singing along with Yoko Ono. There are big cuts coming. Most of them will fall in the Army, because the Marines have better PR, and because the Navy and the Air Force are a whole different thing altogether. So the people right above us are making lists, and they're making them right now. Am I on those lists? You will be, and there will be nothing I can do to stop it. You could order me not to go back to Mississippi. I could, but I won't. Not you. I trust you to do the right thing.